Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelso.
And I am co-host Michael McKellum, the Riggs to your Murtaugh.
Ooh.
We're talking film. So
I love that. Yeah. You like to go there.
Where did that leave me then, guys?
Yeah.
Come on.
The Pesci, your Letts. Leo Getz.
Yes. Don't do that to me.
If you're just joining us, we're closing out this show today with Dan Kofed, who is one of the founders of Exposure Film Foundry. Started back in 2014. He has so many things he's into. Documentary work. He's a comic book guy. He does the research on things. Festival director, which we are going to talk about, because Threadbare, the Mitten Film Festival, which is the first time happening in Charlotte, which I just love saying it. It's one of these things that we love the film festival growing. You know, we were talking about this with J. Harper Philbin the other day about how film festivals, they just started in Grand Rapids, right? And then just grew and grew and grew. And now there's a film festival almost everywhere, which opens up the doors for so many more independent filmmakers. And speaking of which, we, of course, have one in our midst in the likes of the co-host, Michael McCollum, who's two for the show, is going to be a part of this.
Yes, it's honored to have it be the closer, the anchor film for the opening night on the 23rd. So we have a Facebook page up promoting that event. You can go to the Rebel Pictures Facebook page, Two for the Show Facebook page, or just go to rebelpictures.net, and there's info there about attending. And not just coming out to see Two for the Show, which has just won its 7th award on the festival circuit. It won the honorable mention for best short film at the Lion's Head Film Festival in Dallas, Texas, but also come to see the other movies. Yep. Come not
How
only
many are there, Dan?
We've got 41 total films that we're going to be screening. Opening night, goodness, I'm thinking we've got 8 or 9. So we're going to be doing, you know, some shorter ones, trying to show a bit of the variety of what we have to that opening night crowd, and then finishing with a bang.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's important. You know, if you know me out there and you know anybody affiliated.
Was the bang a spoiler?
Yeah, no. It's in the trailer. I mean, come on. It can't be that much of a spoiler. If it's a spoiler, it had no expiration date on it. We took it out of the fridge and ate it. But I think it's important to come out and support the whole festival and the other filmmakers and the events going on as a whole, not just one particular movie.
Right.
My film or other people's films. Stay and see some of the other stuff.
Absolutely. You know? So will the filmmakers be on hand as well, or is there any Q&As happening with that?
We do have quite a few filmmakers who've committed that they're going to make an appearance, mostly Michigan filmmakers, although we do have a few that should be coming from out of state.
Wow.
We'll be announcing that on our Facebook page as we get closer to the festival and our plans are nailed down. Well, we won't be able to do any on-stage Q&As simply because I've scheduled it too tightly. There's too many films I wanted to show, so we're going to be pushing that onto the coffee shop just across the street. Do a little more informal stuff.
Yeah, and this is the first time out, so this is all getting
under your belt. We're learning as we go.
Absolutely. And where can people find out again where they can find out tickets and all that good stuff, or if where all the information is?
Obviously, there's a Facebook page for the Threadbare Mitten Film Festival. You can go to my website, exposurefilmfoundry.com, and there is a dedicated part of that for the festival. Please come check it out. I'd like to think we're doing something a little bit different than the other festivals in the area. I mean, obviously, the question is, I mean, just in the Lansing, East Lansing area, we've already got two festivals every year. Mm-hmm. Why do we need another film festival? So we set this up as a genre film festival, and I don't mean specifically horror or specifically sci-fi, but we want all of the genres. We want all of that weird stuff that kind of falls through the cracks of your traditional festivals. You're not going to find an indie dramedy or a coming-of-age story. You're going to find what the filmmaker says, I made this movie and I don't know what it is and I don't know what to do with it. And then I read your description of your festival and thought, maybe you get me.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of those types of films. So we've got absurd comedies, we've got horror, we've got sci-fi, we've got contemporary noir, we've got experimental and non-narrative, and we're grouping things by theme. So rather than here's a bunch of short films or here's a feature and a short leading into it, we're going to have a block of here's your really bloody nasty stuff if you're into that. Here's your just weird stuff if you're into that. Here's if you just want to laugh and have a good time, we've got a little over an hour just of some good comedies for you.
That definitely a needed festival that I have not heard of yet. So this is fantastic for Michigan to have this going on. Dan, thank you so much for being a part of Showbiz Weekly. You are welcome anytime here. I can't wait to see what you're up to next. My goodness.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. This is Showbiz Weekly this week. We'll be back next week. Ciao for now.
Yet to become. Well, I saw that heaven was black out of sight before she wore the stars. Time stops and I want to turn back, fall hard and dream in her arms. And she sang, coming.